Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and I'm so glad you can listen today. I want to give a quick shout of congratulations to three local high school marching bands. Despite a season of challenges, local flooding, which resulted in closed schools and very limited practice time outside, there were local winners last weekend at the 5A State Championship in Irmo. Wando High School took first place, followed by Somerville High School with second place, and Ashley Ridge making finals. So congrats to our Lowcountry bands, Wando, Somerville, and Ashley Ridge. And remember that you can always see what's going on with their respective music programs and see a free concert. Just go to their websites. Now, speaking of last week, we talked with George Roberts of East Cooper Meals on Wheels. He talked about their newest program, Blue Apron Meals, which provides nutritious meals to patients once they've been discharged to help them on their road to recovery. This is so important for patients who come here from outside our area for necessary medical procedures and they're staying in local hotels. For more information on Blue Apron Meals and the many important free programs by East Cooper Meals on Wheels, or better yet, if you want to join their army of over 400 volunteers, visit them at eastcoopermealsonwheels.org. Now, supporting our local community through volunteering is important, and another way to show support is through buying locally, and we talk about that on Let's Talk Boomers, Buy Local. We've had folks from our local farmers markets, and today we continue with someone from our local fisheries, shrimping to be exact. It's important to buy local, fresh shrimp, and who could argue with that? I love fresh shrimp. Captain Wayne Magwood will talk about the day in the life of a shrimper, the newest regulations that have been implemented and their impact on the shrimping industry, how the industry has changed and yet remained the same, and he has some great giveaways, so you'll want to stay tuned. Now, before we talk about some upcoming events, I want to talk about an employment opportunity at All Care Living Services. There are actually several employment opportunities with All Care Living Services. They've been providing certified home care with a heart since 1998. And they're a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. There are open positions, and they include CNAs, caregivers, companions, and home health aides. So, if you want to supplement your income and work with a great company, give All Care Living Services a call at 843-771-4271, 843-771-4271, or visit them at allcarelivingservices.com. Now, let's talk about an event, and this is one, a blast from the past. It's Rick Springfield. He's performing at the Charleston Music Hall this Wednesday at 7 p.m. I think the doors open at 7, and he performs at 8. Now, as a boomer, you kind of probably remember Rick Springfield's hits Jesse's Girl, Don't Talk to Strangers, and many, many more. Tickets start at $50. Again, this Wednesday, doors open at 7. Performance is at 8. Just go to charlestonmusichall.com for some more information. And here's a chance to hear some talented vocalists at a free event downtown. It's the College of Charleston Student Voice Recital. It happens this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Simons Hall on St. Philip Street. There is a parking garage right there on St. Phillips. Again, the College of Charleston free voice recital this Thursday, 7:30 p.m. For more information, go to cfc.edu and check out all of their concerts for the season. And next Saturday, you can help our furry friends by going to the 16th annual Celebrity Chili Cook-Off and Oyster Roast to benefit the Charleston Animal Society. It all takes place at 1 p.m. next Saturday at the Citadel. Tickets start at just $25. And for more information, go to charlestonanimalsociety.org. And with our guest today, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Daniel Park. Daniel Island Park Day, which is actually today from 11 to 4 p.m. Captain Wayne Magwood, who is going to be our guest when we get back from the break, is going to be there with his ship. And you can learn all about the shrimping industry and check out Captain Wayne Magwood and his crew as soon as he finishes the show today. And also meet some other local fisheries and farmers at the Daniel Island, East Cooper, Charleston area. Again, Daniel Island Park Day, 11 to 4 p.m. And Wayne, you're here right now, so where can they go to on Daniel Island?
The park, down by the water.
Down by the water. Very good. Thank you, Wayne, for mentioning that. So we're going to be right back with Captain Wayne Magwood. He's going to talk about the shrimping industry. And I know at one time he was a guest on Micro's Dirty Jobs. And this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz. We'll be right back with Captain Wayne.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I am so glad to have with me today Captain Wayne Magwood. He is so well known in the area. He's a longtime shrimper. He's been a captain of a shrimp boat for how many decades, Wayne? Long time.
Three or four decades.
And he's going to talk about the day in the life of a shrimper. And he has some great giveaways, so you want to stay tuned. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your involvement in the shrimp industry. It didn't just start with you. The Magwood family has been in the industry for how many generations?
I'm a third generation as far as I know.
The third generation?
And I've been on the boat since I was 4 years old, but I've been a captain since I was 16, probably running a boat out of Shem Creek.
Oh my goodness. So you operate out of Shem Creek?
Yes.
Okay. And you've been doing it for over 30 years as a captain.
Probably 40.
40 years and been on the boat since you were four. So you've had your sea legs for a long time.
Long time.
Well, I got the opportunity and the privilege to go out with you and your crew over the summer. Didn't quite have my sea legs on that day, but it was very enlightening. And I really didn't understand what the day is like in the life of a shrimper. Can you tell our listeners out there what that is like?
Well, you have to get up early in the morning, you know that.
How early?
Sometimes 3 o'clock, sometimes 5 o'clock. Woo, it all depends on the time of the year.
And, so that just wasn't for my benefit. You always leave at 4 a.m.
I might have left a little bit later for y'all.
But. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Kelly Golden was with me that day, too.
Right.
So, okay. So early in the morning before the sun rises.
Right. And the weather can always be, kind of iffy. You never know. You got some pretty days and you got some bad days. And like you say, you got to have your sea legs one of those bad days.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And how long does it take you once you leave? And I know you leave from Shem Creek. How far out do you go?
Well, it all depends on the weather, and the tide. I could have the nets out by the time I leave the dock in 30 minutes if I'm going to a close place. But sometimes we go far away. We go to Keewaw. We go to Bull's Island. That could take 2 hours.
2 hours. Going there and then 2 hours coming back.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That's a very long day.
It can get into a long day.
Okay.
We'd rather stay close, if possible, save fuel. But, sometimes we have to do what you got to do.
And how many, typically, crew members do you have on the boat?
Normally, I have tried to keep two. Most, big boats have two. Small boats take one. And I can do one. One good man is a good thing. But, sometimes you got to. I've taken it out twice by myself, which is not smart.
No.
Very, very dangerous. It's one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Yes, and I think watching the different shows out there, Deadliest Catch, has certainly given people an appreciation.
Exactly. Yeah, that Deadliest Catch is showing a lot what can happen. It can happen fast.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, how things can change so quickly, you have technology these days that you didn't have when you started in the shrimping industry. So how has that changed?
Well, the computers have helped a lot. We got computers on the boat now that show us the boat and tracks the boat where it goes and where the snags are. You know, shows the buoys, shows the jetties. Back in the day when I was working with my dad, we didn't have any of that. It was all eyesight. You know, line up a buoy and a TV tower or a water tank and a TV tower or something like that and a tree. And it was, you had to be able to see. But then when the fog and the rain came and you couldn't see, it was pretty tricky. And, you know, you lost track of where you were.
So you started out really learning how to navigate the old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
And right. Now you have the radar. And
now we have radar. Well, we got radar back in probably the 70s or 75. I don't remember what year, but when radar came out, it was expensive, but it was a good thing because, you know, in the fog, you couldn't see where you were going. I mean, we've been out with my dad. I've been out 3 days and couldn't see anything with no radar, just listening for the buoys. And, you know, you could hear a boat go by right next to you and you never saw him.
Oh, my goodness.
You couldn't see a quarter of a mile.
So you were really relying on all your senses then to get back home.
Exactly.
If you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I am with Captain Wayne Magwood. He is a longtime, well-known shrimper. He captains a boat. He's been doing that for several decades now. We're talking about the shrimping industry, why it's important to buy local. We're going to touch on that. We've been talking about the average day in the life of a shrimper. And again, technology. Wayne, when I was out with you over in the summer, there was the sonar, the radar, and we saw some objects below. And they were ships. Isn't that right?
Correct. Yeah.
So those were ships from what era?
Oh, the sunken boats you're talking about?
Yes, the sunken boats, yeah.
Well, they were blockade runners, and there's the old whale ships out there where they blockaded the harbor back in the Civil War. They sunk a whale fleet, and we caught a lot of those artifacts from those old ships. I've got a lot of anchors that I've caught from old sailing ships, I'm sure, back in the Civil War, maybe Revolutionary War.
So, and let's talk about that. That's coming from your nets. So right. You have the new technology, but at the end of the day, shrimping is still the same as it always has been. It takes manpower, doesn't it?
And, you know, yeah. I mean, we rely on the winches and we rely on this technology, but the winch does all the work. But back in the day, when my dad started, it was all block and tackle and manpower. He didn't have any winches and stuff. They all block and tackle old wooden blocks and just raised the nets, and it was a lot of hard labor.
Now, when I was with you that day, the nets went down, and when they came up, they didn't come up with just shrimp, and you poured it on the boat, and you were done. They came up with lots of different things. Tell our listeners about what you usually get in your nets.
Well, sometimes you get a lot of jellyfish. In the old days, we got a lot of crabs, but now we're not catching much crabs, but we get a lot of jellyfish. Sometimes we get a lot of fish, spots and croakers and the porpoises and the seagulls and pelicans. They love that. But everything is recyclable.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of passengers that day with the seagulls. I noticed that riding along with the boat on different parts of the boat.
And the porpoises, and they were following the boat, and they were ready for a free handout.
And you also catch some... a predator, really, that you're not so thrilled about catching because you can't do anything with them. You have to put them back in the sea. Tell our listeners about that.
Oh, the sharks.
Sharks.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sharks are getting worse every year, it seems like. I don't know if it's because the water temperature is rising or what's going on, but the sharks have been eating the nets up a lot this last summer. I know there's a lot of shark attacks on the beach. But
they do eat up your nets, don't they? That's a cost to you.
Every day, yeah, you have to, you know, repair your nets because you have big holes in the net. And sometimes they eat where the shrimp are and let all the shrimp out.
And, wonderful!
You pull the nets for 2 or 3 hours and haul back, and you don't have no shrimp because the sharks ripped a hole and let all the shrimp out.
Wow. If you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we're with Captain Wayne Magwood, and he's a longtime stripper. He has some great giveaways at the end of the show, so you want to stay tuned. In fact, we've got at least 5 giveaways, so awesome. Thank you so much for that, but you got to stay tuned. Let's talk about the shrimping season, Wayne. Now, we're coming up on the end of one of the seasons, aren't we?
Yes, this is, what is it, November, and shrimp season usually ends at December 31st.
December 31st, okay.
It could be extended if the water temperature stays warm. It all depends on water temperature and DNRs. They control that. They say
Department
when it closes.
Of Natural Resources?
Yeah, Department of Natural Resources. They decide when it closes. But if the water temperature's not too cold and the shrimp are not harmed, they could extend it till... I have seen it extended until February 1st.
Okay.
So we hope it stays warm the winter.
And you really don't ever get a break. So from the time the shrimping season starts until December 31st or whenever DNR, the powers that be determined, it's over. You go every day, don't you?
I try to go every day, weather permitting, short of a hurricane or something like that usually. We go out, when it's like 20 miles an hour, but anything over 20, it gets dangerous.
Okay. And now, let's talk about we talked before the show, and you mentioned that you had just come back from, was it Florida? Florida. And you were there for some meetings about some new regulations. Is that true?
Yeah, we have an annual meeting every year, the Southeastern Shrimp Alliance.
Okay. I didn't know there was an alliance. Southeastern Shrimp Alliance. Okay.
Southern Shrimp Alliance.
Southern Shrimp Alliance.
It's an 8-state alliance from Texas to North Carolina.
Okay.
It covers all the Gulf states and all the states that harvest shrimp. And we meet every year, annually, and mostly time in Tampa. And we hash out, what the new regulations and what's coming down and what's affecting our industry, and we have a lobbyist and keep in touch in Washington and all the states what the problems are.
Okay.
So we go through that, and there's a lot of government regulations coming down, new regulations that's going to hurt the industry, that's going to cost us more money.
Of course, more regs. They end up costing the local businesses more money. Is there something new coming down that you're particularly happy about or not happy about?
Well, I don't know. I've been in business for about 50 years, so...
So you've seen it all, you've heard, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we've survived everything so far.
So they come down and you learn to move on and keep your business going?
We just try to, adjust and keep going.
Okay.
But the one thing we did have... We had to have these new life rafts, and we had a fundraiser, and the community came together, and everybody, we did a fundraiser, and successfully for Shim Creek, anyway, everybody in Shim Creek got a life raft.
So
it's about a $2,000 expense, so everybody that needed one got one, and we're just thankful for the community coming together and helping with that.
Wow, that is wonderful how the community has come together. We recognize, I would hope we all recognize, the importance of buying local for our local fisheries, our local farmers, and that is a great example. So every boat on Shim Creek got the life rafts that they are now required to have.
Yes.
That's great.
That was fantastic. I was just... so proud of our community coming together and supporting us.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Now, if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We have a few minutes left with Captain Wayne Magwood, a longtime shrimper. He has some giveaways at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Let's talk about the time. Let's see. I think you were doing a dirty job with Mike Rowe. Is that right? Or you had Mike Rowe doing a dirty job with you?
Yes, Mike Rowe. They contacted me for some reason and told me Mike Rowe was coming to town. I think it was pretty, when the show was pretty new, and I was finally one of the first to do this show. And I said, sure, I'd be glad to do it. So he went out with me, and I showed him a good time, and they made me give him a hard time, and it turned out a pretty good show. And out of 150 episodes, the people voted, and I was in the top 10, and they flew me out to San Francisco for my wife and I for 2 days, and we ended up staying 2 extra days and doing some more sightseeing. So I had a good time with Mike Rowe. He's a great guy.
Well, I've never met him in person, but having had that experience on your boat that day, I can certainly understand why the viewers would vote for you and why it was an enjoyable episode. It was, as I said to you, I got a little seasick perhaps that day, but it was a lot of fun. I learned so much, and I'm so glad that you had that opportunity to be on Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe. Do you think you'll ever come back, or...? I think he'll be back, too, because we all love local shrimp. Did he eat some shrimp that day?
Oh, yes. We only caught about 10 pounds that day, and it was before the season opened, and we cooked them on the dock, and actually, he sat down and wrote a song, and that was the Dirty Job song, and he sang it.
Oh, really?
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Now, how can our listeners find you? What's the best way to get local shrimp?
I think it's Facebook. It's called Team Magwood, and it's on Facebook. And my cousin, my grandson, my son-in-law, they all selling shrimp, local shrimp, locally here on Chim Creek.
And so it's important then, Captain Wayne, to go to the local docks that are selling the local shrimp?
Please go to your any dock. You can go to Wando Seafood. You can contact Geechee Seafood. Any dock on Chim Creek, just look it up on Facebook. I don't know how you do all that computer stuff, but anyway, I'm not very much on that. But anyway, just go to the local dock and on Chim Creek, and you'll see shrimp boats down there. And just talk to somebody and or look it up on the computer, and you'll find it.
And if you aren't able to get down to the docks, but you're going out for an evening meal, it's important to ask the restaurant, do you serve local seafood, isn't it?
Exactly. Please ask and demand local seafood.
That's right. So they need to put it on the menu. Well, I can't believe it. We don't have too much time left here. I do want to mention again that you are at Daniel Island Park today for that community day until 4 o'clock.
11 to 4.
Okay. So your boat is going to be there. I know that's where you're going to go and spend the rest of your day. And we appreciate your time with us today because you are very busy. And let's talk about the giveaway. You have 5-pound bags of shrimp with the heads on or off?
Heads on.
Heads on. No, I've done
fresh,
that.
Fresh local, just caught.
Just caught, and I...
She has the contact number.
I do have the contact number. I'm going to give it out here, and I was able to dehead my shrimp myself, so if I can do it, you listening out there, I know you can do it.
I'm sorry you had to head your own shrimp.
That's okay. Hey, I wanted to at least... you know, do something that day. Kelly got more. She had better sea legs than me, so she did more that day than me. So at least wanted to be able to do that, and it was a lot of fun. So listen up. Here's the number to call. Be one of the first 5 callers, and you will get a 5-pound bag of shrimp, and Captain Wayne will tell you how to do that when he talks to you, and here's the number to call. It's 843-514-1700. 843-514-1700. Call or text. You'll get some wonderful local shrimp. It can't get any finer than that. Thank you, Wayne, for being here today.
I just want to thank the community for supporting local shrimpers. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for all that you do and for being part of our community and giving us this wonderful local shrimp that we can all enjoy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz with Let's Talk Boomers, and I'm with Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services. Kelly, I've talked about my concerns with my mom, who has dementia and her medications, making sure she takes the right medications. Throws out the old ones when she gets a new one, so we don't have a trip to the ER. What is the medication management service All Care Living Services provides? Rebecca, our medication management program is provided by one of our licensed nurses who comes to your home, and she will review all of the medications. This will include not only prescriptions, but your over-the-counter meds. This nurse will also set up the medications weekly. She oversees your refills and can even contact your doctor for any questions or concerns. This medication management service by AllCare reduces the risk of medication error and, more importantly, gives you peace of mind.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Kelly. To learn more or schedule a free home assessment, call AllCare Living Services at 843-832-9888 or visit them online at allcareliving services.com.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of AllCare Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.